Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This is our secret place with God Almighty. Psalm 91 verse 1 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty." This altar is our own secret dwelling place. I have told us one is either in the secret dwelling place with God or in the secret court. There are no other options. There are two kingdoms on earth, only two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil. Every one of us is in one or the other, no neutral ground as far as God is concerned. So take this daily devotion very serious. Wake up to it every day after receiving the audio. Pray with the prayer booklet. If you subscribe online with a token, the prayer book content will be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. Do so. Read the Bible portion for the day. Pray the prayer. Now for subscription and subscription renewal, please chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Saturday, the 13th day in April 2024. This Saturday, God will satisfy your desires. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent and be responding with amen. I receive it. I decree and declare to your life that what has been stolen from you shall be returned. Your good health, your strength, brilliance, anointing, good sleep, joy, peace of mind, your good business, high patronage, financial success, and more. Whatever the enemy has stolen from you shall be returned supernaturally. Your lost opportunities, privileges, space, and support, receive them back now. Every dysfunctional part of your life and also your body, receive a power for functionality. They will function well again. I see a man with lost manhood, erectile dysfunction, lost manhood, premature ejaculation, too small manhood for one, and is giving you a lot of concern. All such cases, lay hand on your manhood area and let me pray. I prophesy divine intervention of God. Receive your healings in this area. Manhood, start functioning perfectly well. Too small a manhood, grow back to normal. Oh, this lady too, small breast for your age. Small breast. It makes you ashamed. You can't even take off your clothes among other guests of your age. Lay hands there. Breast, grow to normal. I say grow to normal. Then a breastfeeding mother. No mother's milk to feed your child. Hold your breast and let me pray. I prophesy normalcy back to your system. May the mother's milk start flowing correctly in Jesus' name. Everyone I just prayed for now, those abnormalities are gone forever in Jesus' name. Believe God, take a cup of water, pray to it yourself, drink it. There shall be full restoration in your system. I want to prophesy financial prosperity to everyone who has faith to receive it today. Let's do this. Take a currency of your choice in your nation. Put it on the carpet or on the floor and step on it. I think we did this before a long time. It's a prophetic action for financial dominion. Step on it. You will conquer money. Poverty will not rule over you. Be saying amen. From now on, money shall be your servant in a way beyond your effort, beyond your own capacity and understanding. Money will flow to you. Your business will thrive. Your market will sell. Mega business deals, strange payment to your account, strange promotion, inexplainable financial help. Your financial heavens are hereby opened, not by power, nor by mind, but by my spirit, says the Lord. By supernatural enablement, you will start transacting money in high figures. You and your generations shall not know lack anymore. Say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, it shall be so. Pick that money up and sow it as a seed to someone, maybe a poor fellow or a less privileged one around you there that you may meet. I tell you, you will start giving testimonies of financial breakthroughs. But please, don't forget, when these blessings start happening. Keep God, don't find it difficult to pay your tithe and sow your seed for continuous opening of your heavens. We still have today and tomorrow for questions and answer, for teaching and counseling. First one today. Good day, sir. How do I register for Turning Point Conference UK coming up in June? Wow, good question. And I want everyone to listen attentively and act accordingly. I'm coming to UK with a team for TPGF Conference Friday and Saturday, June 21 and 22. Friday, June 21, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., TPGF Conference. Saturday, June 22, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., TPGF Conference continues. That same Saturday, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m., UK Europe Ministers Conference for all ministers. Venue, St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend, DA110DG, Kent. Please go online to see the hotels nearby and the train stations nearby and other information. Attendance is free, but registration is required for planning and logistics. Please, you request for registration. Easy. Send an SMS, a chat, or a call to Pastor Franklin, +44 7956 504 536, or Pastor Deola on +44 7411128401. Do so now. You will receive an acknowledgement. TPGF members, UK, Europe, America, and even Canada, all of you, prepare to be there. Please join us. TPGF members all over Nigeria, all over Africa and other nations, encourage your loved ones in UK and in Europe to attend this conference. Those that you have been forwarding Turning Point to, let them know I'm coming to be a blessing to them. I'm coming to touch them and to meet them physically and personally. Use the two numbers you have been given. TPGF UK and Europe Conference June will be great. Let no one miss it. Next, good morning, Pastor Femi Emmanuel and TPGF. Concerning the surrogate issue you mentioned, I just took delivery of twin baby boys via a surrogate mother in October 2023, and the children are hale and healthy. What to know about surrogacy? One, the surrogate mother does not share the baby's DNA, and if need be, you may not know her. Number two, it is legal and approved by government, but necessary documents must be signed. Three, it is not a sin before God. Four, it is an expensive venture. Thank you, sir. Wow. Thank you for this testimony and the education you have just given us. I deeply appreciate you. Next, good morning, Pastor. Some pastors are preaching against tithe and offering. What is your stand on this, sir? God bless Pastor Femi Emmanuel for his wonderful messages and teachings. Wow. God bless all my listeners as well for being appreciative. I always refrain myself from getting involved into controversy and contentious issues such as this, but you ask for my stand on tithing and offering, which some people are preaching against. I have no personal or a different stand other than what God's word says about it. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, it says, bring all the tithe and into my storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Jesus Christ came and said in Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of judgment, mercy, and faith. He then added, this ought ye to do, and not leave the others undone. Which means, pay tithe, but don't leave out judgment, mercy, and faith. He did not disapprove tithe. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 says, he that sweareth bountifully shall reap bountifully, and he that sweareth sparingly shall reap sparingly, everyone as he purposed in his heart. Psalm 20, verse 3 says, God shall remember your offering and accept your sacrifice. Jesus Christ told us the parable of the seed sower in Luke chapter 8, verses 5 to 8, and so many other relevant Bible verses that time will not allow me to cite here. two major things that giving to God's kingdom we do, among many others. One, it enables God's kingdom's work on earth, which is salvation of souls and establishment of saints to be done. Number two, it opens the wonders of heaven on the giver and prevent devourers from feasting on him or her or what they do for a living. The heinous crime of terrorism all over the world, the agenda of the violent extremist jihadists to Islamize the world their own way, the Boko Haram in Nigeria, killing hundreds of thousands, if not getting into millions now, are heavily funded by those that are sold out to that ideology. What will happen to Christianity when you discourage believers from giving to God's kingdom to the priest? Let's be praying for those attacking believers, paying tithe and giving offering. Some of them were wonderful and powerful preachers initially. Something happened to them. The devil can use anyone to attack God's kingdom, and the person will still think, I am doing good. Next, good morning, sir. On April 12th, you mentioned that menopause comes around 45 years. What is the fate of those women around age 53 still waiting? Again, what is the mystery behind those women at age 62 still giving back to twins? Throw more light on this because I'm confused. Wow, I'm a witness to a 65-year-old woman that gave birth. Mother Sarah was 90 years old when she gave birth to Isaac. The general belief of menopause for a woman around 45 to 55 is according to the book Medical Science Research. Our God is an exceptional God, and as you mentioned, mysterious. So women still waiting at any age should not lose hope. My counsel, however, is that for a woman should not wait for too long before taking advantage of the knowledge and the breakthrough in the medical science in our world today. The assisted reproductive technology, which include IVF and others, then adoption too, and surrogacy. We will continue from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast to all on your contact, and don't forget your tithing, your seed sowing, as we are taught this morning. Take the communion and let me bless it. I bless the communion in your hand, the blood that was shed, the body that was broken. As you eat and drink, power, healing, lifting, divine connection come over your life. Pray more on it on your own, and when you are done, eat and drink. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.